The Golf Performance Group at Wildcat Golf Club is making Houston the best golf city in America. How are they doing it? With the right clubs and a club fitting center, spring camps for juniors, a women's academy, private lessons, beginner golf, a PGA junior team, and golf fitness. It's the Golf Performance Group at Wildcat Golf Club. Train smarter, learn faster, play better. Go to golfperformancegroup.com. That's golfperformancegroup.com.
ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station,
which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Facing these guys and facing the Western Conference Cardinals. So, obviously, they're playing well. We are too.
Stop right there. Obviously, they're playing well. We are too. Really? I mean, yeah, you did last night against a team that's...
Well, against A, a bad team, B, a bad team without their best players.
You finished 41-41. That's not playing well, James.
Your Los Angeles Rams, AJ, they have traded up to the number one pick in the draft.
The Rams gave up a ton to move up 14 spots to presumably draft a quarterback in a year where I'm not sure that there's any surefire quarterback to be had.
This is why I think it's both dumb and smart. They could have traded the Titans 10 number one picks. The Titans will screw it up anyway. But if I'm the Rams and I identify this is the best option for me, I'm okay with a move like that. It's worth it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Just make sure you have more than one Facebook friend. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And for some reason, this is like a Tuesday in terms of us getting trolled by people. Gotta tell you.
Been happening all day.
Yeah. So, you know what? And I have to say that Bryce Harper phone call we got in the last hour might have been the most dorky sports talk call I've ever heard. I'm talking about just sports nerd dork stuff.
All right.
Not dumb, not ridiculous. Just you have to be a real nerd to care about something like that. And especially for baseball. It's not quite Keyboard Cat or Shane Bell worthy. It's just, man, dude, you need to get laid so bad. 936 says, thanks for your MLB The Show 16. Too bad it wasn't for PlayStation 4, but I can give it to my younger nephew.
There you go.
Yeah, you should have waited and dialed for the one for four. We've given away threes and fours. El Jefe, Clowney, and Savage might actually play a full season and make the Texans the first team to win the Super Bowl at home. You never know.
You never know.
Which, if you missed the first 2 hours, that kind of became a thing. We talked a lot about the Rockets. We've talked about the big trade in the NFL. We will hit on Kobe at some point. Kobe's used to hitting on people, so he'll appreciate
that. Stop
it.
Hey. We're trying to make this night about you. It's about Kobe.
Oh, stop. Stop. Let's start with this. Were people really ticked off? Obviously, somebody was ticked off at J.J. Watt for trying to take Kobe's night away. Are you bleeping kidding me? Really? You're not. For one thing, is he going to cry over something he saw on Twitter? Or because you made fun of him?
Well, that's what I was telling everybody who was getting on to me. I said, trust me, Kobe doesn't follow me on Twitter. He'll never see my jokes.
You're not taking away anything from him. You know what? Twitter is there for jokes. That's what it's there for. Jokes and trolling. I'll be honest, I did not watch any of it. I didn't care.
You didn't watch any of it? Did you watch any of the Warriors game?
I watched the Warriors game until I got up by 15 or so, and it was obviously going to be over.
Yeah.
So,
I watched the end of the Warriors game, and it was starting to get out of hand, so I flipped over and watched the Kobe game. And I got to give Kobe some credit. He did take over that game at the end, and he won it for him. It was kind of cool to watch. It was, he broke the record for most shots attempted in a game.
Well,
so for me, like, the amount of points he scored isn't exactly mind-blowing to me because if you take 50 shots, you'll score some points. That's going to happen.
You should score 60.
But I was bummed that he had a chance to break the record for most shots missed in a game. And he fell too short of that number. And had there been overtime, I feel he would have gotten it. But the good news is that Kobe already had that record anyway, so he's not too worried about it.
By the way,
he also has the career mark for most missed shots in the NBA. He's good at that.
Look, if you're a Kobe guy and you thought that was cool, great. I didn't really care to see a guy jack the ball up 50 times in a meaningless game just because it was his last one. To me, Kobe Bryant was done 3 years ago, and the Kobe that we saw last night and the Kobe we've seen all season isn't that guy. So,
is it wrong of me to think that Kobe's not even the best player of his generation? Like, Tim Duncan, I think, is the best player of the generation that Kobe played in. But even I don't know.
Oh, you're the basketball guy. That's your opinion?
Does LeBron count into that generation?
No. I think LeBron, half of his career counted in that generation.
So, well, how much?
Does Shaq count in his generation?
I say kind of the opposite, I guess, because Shaq was kind of hit his peak when Kobe came in. And was on the down decline afterwards.
Hey, is that Pearson in there?
I know
he's like Mr. Laker. Put him on a microphone for a second.
I feel Shaq greater than Kobe.
What do you think, Mr. Laker?
If Shaq is greater than Kobe?
Yeah.
Shaq,
at his greatest, was a more dominant player in the NBA than Kobe
Shaq
was.
Shaq was just the way God created him just wasn't fair.
It's true.
A big dude. He could do whatever he wanted.
It's the same thing I say about LeBron James. Like, LeBron James is like it's a cheat mode. You build a human like that, and of course they're good at basketball.
Right.
Like, even if he wasn't the most skilled guy in the world, anyone that big and that fast is going to have an advantage athletically.
But I will say this. Shaq has four. Shaq's fourth one, without Kobe, was led by Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Kobe's fourth and fifth was led by him.
Who were Kobe's first three led by?
I was both of those.
Who won the MVP?
Shaq did.
Shaq Daddy in the playoffs, bro. Shaq was the man.
It was a tie.
When Shaq beat the Lakers when he beat the Kings, and I didn't say when the Lakers beat the Kings. When Shaq beat the Kings in the playoffs, that was Shaq's squad. That was Shaq. That was the Diesel.
I think it was a tie. It was a combination of those two. It was always those two.
It always takes two, but you're acting like Shaq was sitting on the bench when Dwayne Wade won his championship.
No.
It was Dwayne was the alpha dog.
Yeah.
But when Shaq won those three championships in L.A., he was the man.
I get, you know what, the problem, and you're probably right, but I think with Shaq, it just made it look so easy. You know what I mean? And you know how Kobe thought he was Jordan? He always made it look harder than what it was. So I think that's the thing.
All right. So that, Jong, you have – how do you judge who's in whose era? Is it
– I guess the timeline has to – like Kobe and Duncan played very, very close to each other and their career arcs kind of mirrored each other, except I think Duncan's was more consistent. Kobe had his up and downs.
Right, but how about drafted within – 3 years of each other? Is that a fair thing?
Tim Duncan was a year after Kobe.
Right. So that's easily judgeable. But what's our standard here? Because then we've got to take a look at,
Who are you trying to,
Kobe? Where was Dirk drafted in that group? Not that I'm comparing Dirk to him, but I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out who we're considering.
Dirk was a year after Tim Duncan.
Okay. So
he's 2 years after Kobe.
So he's part of that era.
Yeah. But I think Kobe and Tim Duncan are in a different class than Dirk.
I would agree.
Dirk has one ring.
And also to kind of follow up on...
That's what they call him, one ring Dirk.
Yeah, but you know what? He's never had a chance to play with players anywhere near as good as both Shaq and Kobe.
He played with Jason Kidd.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I mean, I guess Steve Nash when he was good.
Yeah.
But all of those teams that Shaq and Kobe were on had two or three other players. Yeah. So... Let's
that's true.
Maybe that Heat team that Shaq won with, and yes, that was Dwayne Wade in the playoffs. The regular season, Shaq got him there. They wouldn't have got there without that.
So would you agree with my assessment, or would you guys say Kobe was better than Duncan?
I'll take Duncan.
I think I would take Duncan, too. I mean, the Spurs never missed a playoffs with Tim Duncan. Like, that's something that's unheard of. Since the Spurs drafted Tim Duncan, they haven't missed the playoffs. I mean, Kobe's probably more, for highlight reels, obviously, he's better. But if I could only have one of those guys to build my team around, I probably would have taken Duncan. It's probably the boring choice, but that's who I would have taken.
I agree. I would do the same. Yes, it's a boring choice. I also think it's the right choice. Squeeze in a call real quick. Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go. Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go. Mike, you're no longer on the Blitz. Goodbye.
Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to run through these playoffs.
We'll do it next segment.
You keep saying that.
I know.
We're running out of segments.
We'll have to. We'll have to.
We're running out of segments.
Randall says, hey, guys, you're missing the WNBA draft. I know you're interested. Crickets.
I was thinking about that today, and then I stopped.
Oh, I'm just curious where that UConn chick's going to go. I'm sure she'll go number one. You never know.
You never know.
Mm.
I'm curious where that chick that Pat Summitt's kid got pregnant is going to go. Will she get drafted?
I don't think she was good enough. Mm. She probably wasn't good enough to be playing on her own team.
She just gave up the good.
You bang the coach?
Yeah.
God, what a mess. All right. Don't call in, because when we come back, we're not going to take any phone calls. We're going to go through these playoff matchups. Because we only really have two more segments to do this.
Yeah.
Because we have Hoffman on Hollywood to finish the show. So
I want your all-NBA team at some point.
Okay, we'll do that next, and then we'll put this off.
Or we can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we could save that one. Let's
I know that was just a hot topic today because of James Harden not getting there.
Well, we could do that. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, let's do this. We're going to go through all the matchups, and we've talked enough about Golden State, Houston. In my heart of hearts, I think the Rockets get swept, but I'm going to give them one game and say Golden State in five.
I'm going to go Dubs in four.
I do think the Rockets will play one game where they play close enough, and maybe they pull it off. Most likely, they're getting swept. All right, San Antonio, Memphis. Memphis is a mess right now.
Disaster.
This is probably a bigger mismatch than Warriors Rockets. I think Spurs in four. I don't see Memphis winning a game here.
I'm with you, Spurs in four.
All right, let's get to the. Well, I don't think these are going to be very competitive either. Oklahoma City, Dallas. I could see Dirk carrying them to a win, even though the Thunder beat them all four games this year. I will go Oklahoma City in five. None of these is looking very interesting.
I'm with you, Thunder in five.
And L.A. and Portland. There is always a high choke factor with the Clippers in the playoffs. However, I don't think that happens till the next round, and it won't really be a choke because they'll be the underdog. I'll take Clippers in six.
This is my upset special.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Blazers in six.
Okay. I don't mind that pick. I don't think it's gonna happen, but I don't mind it. I like going with a long shot.
And then thoughts and prayers to them next round.
Yeah, to whoever wins. It doesn't matter because they're getting whacked by Golden State. All right, in the East, Cleveland, Detroit. Again, last year we thought all the first round series would be interesting, and most of them weren't.
Yeah.
This year I don't think any of them are gonna be interesting.
I'm with you.
Cleveland in four over Detroit.
I'll go Cleveland in five.
Oh, you're going to give Detroit a win?
Yeah.
All right. Toronto, Indiana. And the Raptors won the regular season series 3-1. Obviously, I'd love to see the Raptors win. But I have to say, this team has not been very good in the playoffs the last 2 years. And if one player can get hot for Indiana, I could see them pulling it off. If the Raptors do get by the Pacers, I think they go all the way to the finals, because that's a big step for them, and they get over a big hurdle. I'll pick the upset here, Indiana in seven.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll go Raptors in seven. I think it's a close series, but I think the Raptors win it.
Well, I think if it gets to a seventh game, they'll choke. Miami and Charlotte. I actually think Charlotte's going to give Miami a little bit of a series here. I mean, they had the same damn record, and it's a 3-6. I think Miami in seven, though. I think the Heat will pull it off.
I'm with you.
And Atlanta and Boston, your 4-5 matchup. Hawks won the regular season series 3-1. Give me the Celtics in seven.
I'll take Hawks in six.
Okay. So there you go. That's your matchups.
Are your finals predictions?
Finals, I'm going to go with, well, if we're going to extrapolate the whole thing out, I think OKC beats the Clippers. And, it'd be OKC and San Antonio in round two and Golden State and the Clippers. And I think it's Golden State, San Antonio. I think Oklahoma City pushes San Antonio maybe to seven games.
I don't.
But, I think if they get that far, Durant gets on fire, they'll give him a series. But I think the Spurs win. So I think it's Spurs and Golden State. And I think it's, I'm going to go with Cleveland and Miami in a LeBron game.
All right.
In your Eastern Conference Finals.
And in your Finals?
Cavaliers, and I'll reluctantly take Golden State. Part of me really wants to pick the Spurs. I have a sneaking suspicion that Popovich has been lying in the weeds here and holding everything back for when they play in the playoffs. But the Spurs team also lost to the Clippers last year. So I'll go Golden State. It's such a cheap-ass, chalky pick.
I'm taking Golden State over Cleveland, too. I can't get anything better.
I can't get around it. I don't see anybody beating Cleveland. I do think, and it's silly because I have them losing in the first round. If the Raptors get by Indiana, they could throw a scare into the Cavs. I don't think they could beat them, but they could throw a scare into them. They've got some pretty good players. They play well together. They got to do it in the playoffs for me. It's kind of like we were talking about with baseball.
Yeah.
Like everybody picking the Cubs to do something that they haven't done since 1908.
Wait to see it when it happens.
Yeah. Prove it to me first. And I'd like to pick San Antonio over Golden State. I just can't right now. I might change my mind once we see the playoffs and see how things go. But as of now, that's just the way we see it. Now, what we haven't talked about is some series prices. Whether it's not betting, because if you've got Portland, I bet you're getting a decent price on that.
I bet it's okay. Huh? You got the numbers in front of you?
I'm getting the numbers right now. I'm using that little machine.
That Google box.
If I chose to take the Pacers over the Raptors, I would be getting +250.
That's more than I think I would get with Portland.
Well, let's take a look. No, it's not. If you like the Trailblazers, +280.
Get down on that.
Here are your long shots. The Pistons over the Cavaliers, +800.
That's a waste.
Mavericks over the Thunder, +1,200.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
What are your Rockets?
I'm not seeing the Rockets. Oh, no. The only thing they have up on the Rockets, they don't have a series price. They have Warriors sweep, -110. Warriors no sweep, -120.
Oh, it's so great.
How insulting is that?
Give me Warriors sweep for that money.
Yeah, -110. God, that's embarrassing. I'll have to check another site.
That's funny.
But yeah, everybody else has a price to win the series. And the Rockets is just Warriors sweep or Warriors no sweep.
Shame.
Well, let's see. How about this? Rockets win. Here's some numbers for you. If you play the exact series result and you think the Rockets are going to win, here's what you do. You go put $50 on all these. Rockets win 4-3, +2,500. Rockets win 4-2, +2,000. Rockets win 4-1, +5,000. Rockets sweep, +8,000. That's not high enough for me in any case there. But, so here are your numbers. Pacers are +250, Raptors -350. Warriors sweep -110, no sweep -120. Celtics +140. I might take some Celtic action there. Hawks -170. Mavericks we mentioned. Pistons +800 against the Cavs. -2,000 on the Cavs. Hornets +120 against the Heat -150. Guess who else has a sweep or no sweep? The Spurs.
Yeah.
Sweep -120, no sweep -110. I don't mind the -120 on that. I don't think Memphis wins a game there. Trailblazers +280, Clippers -400. Your lines for the early games here? Pacers -1.5 or plus 1.5 at the Raptors. Celtics plus 1.5 at the Hawks. Mavericks plus 2.5 at the Thunder.
This is 2.5 games, right?
Yeah, these are series spread total.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to get the actual game totals now. Hang on. This is what happens when you're using two different sites here to try to get the people all the numbers. All right, here's your games. Pacers plus 6.5 on Saturday. Rockets plus 13. And if you think the Rockets are going to steal game one, you know what the money line is? Plus 750. Celtics are plus 5 against the Hawks. Mavericks plus 11.5 against the Thunder. I might take a little Mav action at plus 11.5 there.
Okay.
Pistons plus 11 at the Cavs. I don't mind the Pistons at that. Charlotte plus 4.5 at Miami. Memphis plus 15.5 against the Spurs. Wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole because I could easily see them losing by more than that. How about this? Game one, you like the Blazers, right?
I do.
Game one, Portland plus 8 against the Clippers.
I'll take that, man.
And plus 320 money line if you think they're going to steal game one.
Listen, I think the Clippers are pretty good. I think that, like you, they don't have a great history of success in the playoffs. And their biggest advantage is typically their point guard advantage. And this is one of the teams that has a point guard that's almost as good as theirs. I'm not going to say Damian Lillard's better than Chris Paul, but he's in the conversation.
Here's another interesting bet on this site. Golden State Warriors, total playoff losses. What do you think the number is?
6.
5.5. Pretty good number.
That's a good number.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. NBA playoffs. All set.
You saying they're going to lose 6 games when they've lost 9 all year long.
281 says, how much you got on the Rockets and Golden State against me on game one? I'll take the Rockets. I never bet with anybody on the text line. Sorry, pal. I have a website I use, and you should do the same. That's just how I roll. I bet real money on real sites, so
right.
I'm not going to do that. Hey, John, you got music you're playing? Can we hold off on it for just a second?
My bad.
How about you want to go see your Rockets? You know where to go. Check out SeatGeek. It's the first place I go to look for tickets, and if you want to go to the Rockets playoff game, see them play the Warriors, this is a place to do it. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I was using it the other day to look up concert tickets, Astros tickets, whatever you're into. They pull all the tickets available on all the other sites into one place so you save time. You never miss a deal. So don't mess with these other places. They're getting all of them there for you anyway. You can even set alerts for upcoming games. So set this alert. You want to go to the Rockets? Put it on there. You want to go to the Astros? They're going to let you know if the ticket prices come down. And best of all, they're always honest and upfront about the price. They're not like StubHub. If you've used that, when you check out, all of a sudden the price goes way up. That doesn't happen with SeatGeek. They show you the full ticket price from start to finish. You never get surprised with huge fees at checkout. Don't wait to find your Rockets tickets, your Astros tickets, your concert tickets, anything you want to go and see on SeatGeek, because the best deals don't last long. Download the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com, SeatGeek.com, and grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. That's the free SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Eric on the Facebook page said, should the Astros get rid of Gomez? It's too early, guys. I know everybody wants to... you can't treat baseball like you do these other sports. You got to wait. Give it some time.
He's struggling, though, right now. He's had some ugly-looking at-bats.
He has, but you know what? If that's still going on in a month, then, yeah, you got to start thinking about making a move. All right, apparently the Texans' schedule has leaked, which, not a shock, since it's supposed to be official here in 26 minutes. So I am going to go through this with the caveat that we don't know for sure that this is the actual schedule. Do we, John?
We do not know. It's official.
All right. It looks official, but it could also be a hoax. So here you go. opening Sunday at NRG, your Texans and the Chicago Bears.
Shut you down!
September 11th.
All right.
September 18th. I'm going to go on record as saying that there's no way this game goes as badly as it did the last two times. Last year, the Kansas City Chiefs visit again.
No, I hope not.
Then on September 22nd, this one will go badly, at the New England Patriots on a Thursday night. That game will also be streamed on Twitter in addition to being on CBS. October 2nd, your first guaranteed win of the year, the Tennessee Titans come to NRG. October 9th at Minnesota. It's not going to be easy. New stadium will be open, though, right? It might not be a bad road trip. Go check out that new stadium in Minnesota.
Mind seeing that.
We'll
be there for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. 2 years.
2 years from now, yeah.
Are we? Yeah, I'm still here then.
I might not be.
I have to do the
math.
I might not be. October 16th, the Indianapolis Colts come to town.
On Sunday Night Football.
Sunday night.
All right.
That always goes so well for the Texans.
Yeah, I think they have five, what's it called, primetime games.
So that's a Sunday night game.
Five primetime games?
Good Lord.
Thursday night at the Patriots. Well, everybody gets a Thursday night. So.
But five primetime games? That's like Patriots or Packers level.
Sunday night, the Colts game, that'll be good. The following week, October 24th, at the Denver Broncos on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
October 30th, the Detroit Lions come to town, minus Calvin Johnson.
Oh, poor Megatron.
Then they
What's the point, Lions? Don't even come here if you're not coming, Megatron.
Bye week on the 9th, and week 9, week 10, at the Jaguars. Week 11, Monday night game, Mexico City against the Raiders. Technically, it's at the Raiders, but that's good. San Diego Chargers come to town on November 27th, and I like how they made that a noon game because, you know, that's the whole negative body clock thing. Good move, Texans.
Aren't all Texans home games noon games?
No, sometimes they haven't had any a couple of years, but they used to have 3 o'clock games.
See, I don't even remember the last 3 o'clock game.
There was a Jacksonville game a couple of years ago. At Green Bay on December 4th. I think it's going to be a little cold there.
I'm sure.
Then indoors at Indy on December 11th. And they finish up with the Jacksonville Jaguars on my birthday, December 18th. And Christmas Eve, Saturday night, 7 o'clock game on the NFL Network, the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right.
So I'm seeing 8-8.
Oh, and if you click that picture, there's one more on January 1st against the Titans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to play them again.
Forgot about that. Well, I can't see the whole thing on here. I'm just reading. So, well, yeah, okay, there it is. Titans is the last one.
You got some tough roadies in there, huh?
Well, Green Bay,
New
England,
Denver, Green Bay.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for much harder than that.
That's no joke, man. And then your one that you should be pretty good with is at Oakland, and that's in Mexico City. That's not.
Yeah, but I'd rather play a neutral site game than at Oakland, probably.
Maybe.
I don't know that that Oakland team's better. I don't know that I'd feel good about that. So of your, I'll tell you what, at Minnesota's no joke either.
No.
That team's pretty good. Tough schedule. Good for them. They will have earned it. Two, eight, one. I love the positivity. 8-8, you're freaking crazy. How am I crazy with 8-8?
What were they last year?
They were 9-7 last year.
Okay. Just
8-8 is a default pick that I just happen to pull out of my ass. It makes me crazy. You know what makes me crazy? Dumb comments.
14-2, I see, Fred.
No,
I don't know,
you know
about
what? No,
you.
No. Okay, you say 14-2. All right, so I'll appeal to the other side of the audience. 3-13. Everybody's fired. Number one pick, a quarterback. They'll take Deshaun Watson. Oh boy. Some of you guys are so dumb. Like this, Dolphins to the Super Bowl. What is this, 1972?
Yeah, stop it.
Get out of here. Martin, phone call. What's up?
Yeah, I was listening a couple of hours ago and about Velasquez striking out. Oh, all he did was strike out 16 major league hitters and throw a shutout to a major league team. And I'm not a Velasquez fan or a Padres fan. I'm an Astros fan. And one of you clowns say, "Oh, it was against the Padres." What clown said that?
I said that.
Are you stupid or something? It's a major league team.
Barely. Barely. You remember the Padres scored zero runs in the first three games of the season, clown. Remember that?
They're a Major League Baseball
right.
team.
Right, and they played against another Major League team that shut them out three games in a row. Do you remember that, clown?
It doesn't matter. They're a Major League Baseball team. He struck out 16 Major League hitters, you fool.
Okay. I feel like we said that part, too.
You know what else doesn't matter?
God.
They're Major League players. It doesn't matter. You know what? You're an ass clown. It doesn't matter.
Dudes have the
congratulations.
Biggest, dudes have the biggest balls when they're anonymous.
I know.
I mean, it's so laughable.
This has been one of the... Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Sometimes his job makes me want to slap people.
No. All right. I'm not going to talk to the caller. I'm going to talk to the person who dialed the phone for him. Okay, listen. I know he's got a straitjacket and he can't talk unless you dial for him. Don't do that. Don't let him talk you into that. That's so stupid. Get him his meds and put him to sleep. And when I say put him to sleep, I mean over-medicate him so that when he goes to sleep, he doesn't wake up. Society doesn't need you, sir. That's all I got.
Oh, wow. You ass clown. You guys talked about something 2 hours ago.
Clown?
Now I'm going to call you a clown, clown.
All right, here's another thing. Whoever, all right, if you're not in a straitjacket, whoever was serving you alcohol, that guy needed to cut you off 2 hours ago. Or girl.
You're a clown. He struck out Major League hitters.
I'm not an Astros fan. Then what the hell are you? San Diego might win the World Series. You never know.
You never know. Could happen. Anything could happen. You never know.
Clown. Fool.
And listen, I was trying to make Astro fan feel better because... We just don't know if that deal's good yet.
No, we don't. And I, honestly,
but I do. I'd like. We both like Velasquez. We both didn't.
No, I was very specific that I did not want to see that guy gone in a trade. That I liked his potential, and I didn't like him being included in that. The rest of the stuff they gave away, I thought was pretty much whatever. Take your chances with it.
By the way, here's a list of the major league hitters that he struck out today. This is the list of them. John Jay. He's a major league hitter. Corey Spangenberg.
Fool.
Major league hitter. Clown. Will Myers. Three times. Clown. Which, by the way, John Jay, Corey Spangenberg, Will Myers, BJ Upton, Derek Norris, Jabari Blash, Alexi Ramirez, and Drew Pomeranz. The best batting average amongst that crew, .267.
Are you stupid or something? It's a major league team.
It's a major league team, clown. Are you stupid?
Is that all he's got is clown and fool?
Yeah. Or dummy, I think. Maybe he threw a dummy in there.
Stupid. No, he threw a stupid in there.
Stupid?
Here's a good one from 979.
Are you stupid or something?
You know who else was considered a major league team 3 years ago? The Astros.
The Astros, yeah. Remember when they were a major league team?
Exactly.
Yeah. You think teams went home beating their chest after they struck out a bunch of Astros? No. Well,
they went home and beat their... Never mind. All right. I don't even... You know what? I'm going to give something away. This is only if you're not a clown or a fool.
You clown? You damn fool. You're a dummy.
Or the one Padre fan on the planet.
Idiot.
Win six tickets
to... Major League team!
Win six tickets to Local Brews, Local Grooves, Craft Beer, and Music Festival.
Whatever you say, I'm going to interrupt, dummy.
This Saturday at the House of Blues.
Dummy.
Kick off Houston Beer Week with over 25 craft beers and rare releases. 12 local bands on three stages.
It's 12 bands.
Chef-inspired pub food pairing and more. Tickets get you... I hope we don't have to do a... We don't have to do an air check on this, do we?
No, you're good.
Okay, good.
You're damn right. They're major league players. Of course they're good,
you
dummy.
Stupid clown.
The ticket...
You're a fool.
Make me a bicycle.
No. I'm a clown. You're a fool.
Which one of you clowns said that?
No, you're the clown.
One of you clowns made that comment 2.5 hours ago, you clown?
Ticket gets you into the music hall, Crossroads at House of Blues, and the Foundation Room. To get tickets and more information, log on to houseofblues.com. Must be 21 to win. Caller 15. I think that was...
Fool?
I think that was Rich Lord's idiot cousin who called in.
We haven't had a call that bad in quite some time.
No, we really haven't. That was the...
Why can't there just be normal discussion amongst adults?
Because...
Why is there got to be fool and clown? Can't we just have a normal chat?
No, we can't, clown. No, of course
makes
we
me
can't.
Wonder who the dummy really is. Right, Jong? If you can't express yourself without name-calling, how smart are you, really? Let's get to that, right? We're grown-ups here. Let's act like it. I'm just kidding. This show never acts like
No, we don't act like grown-ups. That's why we attract
act
guys
like a fool, dummy! You clown!
That's why we attract people like that, AJ. This is because of
Go
the
to break, dummy!
This is on us. This is totally on us. We encourage this kind of behavior. All right. Quick break. Deacon says, I feel like AJ just read off the opening day lineup for the Indians in Major League. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we're back on the Blitz. The greatest circus on earth. In the history of the known universe. You know what? Before we get to off on Hollywood, you know what I picture this guy? I picture this guy sitting in a t-shirt at home, light beer in one hand, Wolf brand chili in the other, calls his wife in to dial for him. Ethel, dial this number. Oh, wait, I got to write this down first. Clown, K-L-O-A-N.
Well, what clown said that?
Fool, F-U-U-L. Okay, I'm ready.
He struck out 16 major league hitters, you fool.
You fool.
Fool?
Are you stupid or something? It's a major league team.
Oh, wait, I forgot.
Joshua mentions the 76ers are also a professional NBA team. Kind of.
Wait, stupid. S-T-O-O-P-U-D. Stupid. Got it.
Got
all right,
it.
Ready.
You're all
right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Oh, what a day. What a day. All right, let's start with Jung. I don't know if the only reason I picked this girl is maybe you've heard of her. You know who Debbie Ryan is?
No.
Disney star?
No.
She has a show called Jesse?
No.
Have you ever heard of the show called Jesse?
I think I've gotten too old.
To be able to do this for me.
The last Disney star I remember that has gotten big is Ariana Grande.
Damn. Well, she's a star on the Disney Channel. She got arrested for DUI. And I went to Twitter to apologize. Over the last few days, I've had the chance to think about my actions, and I wish I'd used better judgment. I recognize that I'm a role model and have always worked hard to set a good example for my millions of fans. So I'm sorry to disappoint everyone. She was administered a field sobriety test after she hit another vehicle on April 4th. She's out on $100,000 bail. She rose to prominence on Disney Channel, starting with her supporting role on The Suite Life on Deck, before moving on to headline Jesse for 4 seasons. She's recently been seen as in a recurring role on NBC's Mysteries of Laura. Do you remember Suite Life on Deck?
I do.
Do you remember her from this then?
No.
I actually saw that. My kids used to watch that Suite Life.
All right, well,
so
you know who I'm talking about then, Fred. This isn't really Hollywood related. It is movie theater related. Apparently, AMC is going to start making the movie-going experience more attractive to millennials. And what that means is they're going to let you keep your cell phone on during movies. They're going to let you text if
you
want
to. Yeah, I saw that. I'm not necessarily crazy about that.
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, people don't want to see that. Today's moviegoer doesn't want to see.
Well, how hard is it to walk outside the theater and take care of your business if you need to?
Which, by the way, how hard is it to get a bootleg movie these days? Theaters should be glad they're still in business.
No kidding.
You don't want to start making the theater experience less attractive. I will say that. I don't know if I'm still going to. I'm going to bleep talk you and call you a fool and a clown if you take
and
your
stupid
cell phone out
and stupid.
And stupid.
Don't forget stupid.
50 Cent, who he might want to rethink his strategy for convincing bankruptcy judges that he's going to pay everybody off.
Yeah.
Because he's currently going around hitting up strip clubs. Apparently, he's not that broke. He's got.
Well, he just owes them money, AJ. He's got to make.
He celebrated the creation of a payment plan by hitting up Ace of Diamonds LA, where he dropped $5,000 on the ladies that night. So that's the first step of the payment plan, is to drop $5,000 on strippers. So if 50 Cent owes you money, don't worry. It'll get there, I'm sure. Lindsay Lohan, and she's got a rock. And it's not a crack rock. It's an engagement rock, believe it or not. It looks to be an emerald in a diamond setting, hanging out with her parents in Brooklyn Tuesday. Her fiancé, Igor Tarabasov, was there with Lindsay and her parents. TMZ broke the story. Lindsay got engaged over the weekend to the 22-year-old Russian heir after 5 months of dating. And in the last bit of news, Ben Affleck confirmed to be directing a standalone Batman movie.
No standalone Batman movies. Yep, come on.
We'll see how it goes, but he has agreed to it. They're already starting the planning, which they've got Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad, Justice League, Part 1 and 2, Aquaman, Cyborg, The Flash, and they're going to do a Batman movie as well. And that's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Chris says, what's the chance that last caller gets on stupid stuff we said this week?
There's a good chance.
Yeah, that whole segment may be stupid stuff. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong. Great job, AJ. Not so sure about the callers today. Some of you were pretty good. Some of you, okay. Till tomorrow, come see us at Sam Houston Race Park, except for you, clown. Otherwise, stay sportsy, bitches.